This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our Radio K Pulpit listeners. We're so excited to have you this afternoon. I'm Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. We kicked off this month with an awesome start with discussing a deeper connection in marriages, and we spoke about love first in our first week, and we had a special couple, Pastor Willie and his wife Joni, and they really shared some beautiful insights on marriage. And so, you know, this week we want to go a little bit deeper. As we know, marriage can be sometimes a bit controversial, certain areas, and so the topic that we want to talk about is resolving conflict. It's really about having a united front. So, united front, resolving conflict, walking in forgiveness, and staying strong together. I know that's a lot to say, but honey, isn't it? Everyone goes through stuff like this, right?
Phew. That's a very big one, you know, because couples fight, you know, and every couple needs to fight fair. But not every couple knows how to heal together.
Yeah, and that's sad actually, because every couple fights, but not every couple actually does that fair fight. And so what happens is they become aggressive, and we obviously, with gender-based violence and all of these things, we don't want them to spill over into violence at the end of the day. And some people might say, but why would you need to fight? You know, that's not right. That's not why it's supposed to be. But you know, every marriage has differences. Every person has their own different mindset, their different background. So at the end of the day, you need to be able to look at each other and look at each other's differences and try and complement and assist where you can.
That's right.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, we need to understand that you here as an individual to also help your spouse.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we want to help you and help those who are battling with this. You know, when you're leading with love, you need to learn how to stay united when things get heated, because many times things happen in your relationship and you get all heated up and one walks out and the other one refuses to cook and one doesn't want to do this and the other because of them not healing well together.
Yeah.
So this is where the problem lies in relationships. You know, we see a lot of relationships that are going off on a tangent. Yeah. They're not coming to a place where they want to heal together.
Yeah. So we're going to ask you just to stay tuned for the main part of this topic this afternoon. So we're going to get stuck into it after the music break right now, as we break for our next song. We're back, and we encouraging our listeners this afternoon just to tune in, and you know, even if you have the Radio K Pulpit app, just listen to us. This is really powerful. We're speaking about having a united front and resolving conflict. And some people might say, oh, why must there be conflict? Well, conflict helps us identify the differences in each other at the end of the day. But the key part of this is really to get healed. So the point we want to make this afternoon is that conflict is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen, right, love?
That's
conflict
true.
Will happen.
It's inevitable. You know, family, I just want to reiterate quickly, the app that we have for Radio, for K Pulpit, right? You can actually download it on Android and on your smart iPhone. And then, of course, go to the website. You know, it's www.kpulpit.co.za, so that you can get the live broadcast. And of course, we are also on YouTube if you want to watch it on the replay. Leave your comment, share the broadcast. You know, people need to hear what God is saying to them in their relationships and how to keep it aligned with God's will. So, speaking about conflict, which is inevitable, it's not the enemy. In fact, healthy conflict can lead to growth. So when you find out things about your partner, you know, it's like, wow, I didn't know that. You know, let me change how I see the situation. And that's normally how it works for us. But how we handle it determines whether it brings us closer or whether it's going to pull us apart, you know.
Say that again. You know, we've had arguments over everything from laundry to leadership, to decisions in ministry.
Yeah, tell me about it. So let's not bring in the worship set list we had way back in 2022.
We almost needed a guest speaker that Sunday. But seriously, here's the point. And I don't want to normalize it, but I'll say it this way. Conflict is normal. Division, however, is optional.
You know, isn't it beautiful how the Bible says in James 1:19, it reminds us that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Why is it that people jump on the horses so quick to become angry?
Yeah. You know? Look, Annie, obviously I'm male. So, you know, I tend to shut down if I'm criticized. That's obviously, and I won't make it gender based, but I think most males, they tend to shut down, and they don't speak. And you know, you're speaking about that scripture where it says a slow to speak. It doesn't say don't speak, but it says slow down at the end of the day. So I think there's two ways that people react to conflict. They either speak too much or react in the negative way in a loud manner, or they just don't speak at all. So you need to breathe, ask God for wisdom before you blow up, I think, at the end of the day. And I think we have we have blow up moments. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. There are blow up moments, but they got to become less and less and less and less in your relationship.
You either grow up or you blow up. You know, I mean, that was one of your favorite lines. But when we're talking about people blowing up, you know, sometimes it's from their own emotional stress that they're carrying. You know, they didn't have healing to their soul and all of that, you know. And we know that when we come into the presence of God and we start worshiping, He gives us strategies on how to deal with the situation, especially when there's conflict. I don't always have the answer on how to deal with it, but I'll say, Lord, I need to run to You, God. I need to tap into Your resources. Now help me, give me wisdom. How do I deal with this conflict matter? Am I in the wrong? Do I have to say sorry first? You know, I always say apologies are a good place to start. So yeah, fight fair, you know, don't tear each other down. So when we talk about rules of engagement, because how you fight really matters, you know?
Yeah, I think you're saying rules of engagement. So the bottom line is there has to be rules. Okay, so if I was to say what would be a number one rule, I would say no name calling or character assassination. You're not enemies. What are you? You teammates. Aren't you teammates?
Yeah.
I mean, you're my teammate. You're my best friend.
That's right.
So I might say something. I might say something that I don't like or how I'm feeling, but I'm not going to call you names.
Yeah, like some men would say, you're just like your mother.
Oh no! I started that in the beginning, but I realized that's not going to work out for me at the end of the day.
You better not say that again.
So rules, I think rules are important.
Yeah. So then, of course, stay on the topic. You know, if we're talking about a budget, don't bring up something that I did 6 years ago at my mom's house or whatever, you know, about.
Don't you think people like holding on to grudges and old things? And I think this is where you have to progress in a relationship. You know, we're speaking about this united frontier. So am I truly united if you did something to me 5 years ago and I said, sorry, love, then, but it's 5 years down the line and I'm still thinking about that? I don't believe that's a united front, right?
No, it's not.
I never let go of that. So I think couples need to just move and progress beyond that. Really, put yourself in a place where you allowing God to use you, you know, instead of playing victim or reminding yourself when you grew up how your siblings treated you or your parents treated you. So you never grow up in that way. So I think if we were to go on to another rule, from my perspective, I'd say don't shut down, but lean in. You know, if you call it stonewalling leads to distance at the end of the day. Silence doesn't equal peace. In fact, it provokes the partner. Remember times when I was silent, I mean, you'd get pretty mad at me mm-hmm. because I didn't say a word on many things. And in fact, you just looked for a resolution and I wasn't interested because I just didn't want this conflict. I wanted it to end at the end of the day.
So. Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing is, a lot of people think when the partner, one partner shuts down, it's the end. You know, you're going to battle to walk, to break down that barrier or to break down that wall. So another rule then is also to pray before and after the conversation if you can, because it humbles both hearts. And we were always talking about who's the more humble of the two, you know, are you more humble or am I more humble? But the Bible so clearly says, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, Ephesians 4:26. You know, honey, I feel like a lot of anger and these kind of differences between couples when it comes to resentment and anger in the relationship where they don't find healing together after conflict, a lot of it also is indicative of bitterness.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people carry bitterness with them. It's actually such a deep root that bitterness can actually get you into making wrong decisions and you become all emotional, because I was just reading an article the other day about how bitter and how we need to uproot bitterness from our soul, you know, because when you've made wrong decisions, you're bitter at a colleague who said something, you're bitter at someone because they misjudged something that you did, or you're bitter because of a spouse or bitter because of a child. You know, there are many things that can cause bitterness, you know,
And that's what I was mentioning earlier on, in fact, you know, that people, something happened 5 years ago or 10 years ago prior to meeting your spouse, you've held on to that thing. And so you bring it into a relationship, you never deal with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're holding on to. We're carrying this excess baggage. I love that scripture that you read in Ephesians 4:26, because that verse right there, it's not about staying up all night fighting. It's about resolving things quickly and righteously, because you're not going to, you're not going to get into the meat of it that very night. So you're just going to say, can we just make peace and possibly continue this conversation tomorrow, if at all possible? Because really, God wants a resolution. He wants healing. He wants all of these things for us, you know. So I'm excited about what we are busy discussing this afternoon. So if you're listening, you know, send us a message in the WhatsApp line, and trust that you're listening on our Radio K Pulpit app. We are just going to go over to a music break right now. And so stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation. And we are back this afternoon with Radio K Pulpit. Glad you're listening to us. And we encouraging you just to stay tuned. We're talking about this united front in relationship and resolving conflict, all these things that happen in a relationship. And we spoke about a few things in our earlier segment. And now we want to just dig in a little bit deeper. You know, if we talk about forgiveness, you need to understand that forgiveness is a decision. It's not a feeling. Right?
No, it's not, you know, because if we look at the feelings, you know, how can we stay united when the issue feels unresolved? Because we are going about how we feel, you know. That feeling can cause you to down spiral. And I was just touching a little bit on bitterness, you know, because when we carry bitterness in our soul realm, this thing is, it's in your mind and you think bitter thoughts. It's in your emotions. You feel bitter. You feel angry, judgmental, critical. You know, these feelings is our will to make decisions out of anger. You know, and I remember a time when I made a decision because I was bitter because of what somebody did. And I had a sense of regret thereafter because I was just not in the spirit. I was so angry and bitter about what they said, and I made a wrong decision. And I had to call upon the Lord. I had to say, Jesus, help me. God, help me. You know, like it reminded me of the 10 lepers when they called out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And that is basically how I had to call it. I felt like I was leprous in my spirit. That bitterness grieved my spirit so much so that I had to call upon the Lord. And sometimes you miss your breakthrough because you're so concerned about the inconvenience of the people. You don't know what I've been through this week. You don't know the tears that I've cried, you know, but call on Him. He's the Master. Shout out to him and he will heal you. And somebody is calling out to the master today and saying, God, I need to get rid of this bitterness. I want to heal my relationship, but God, heal me first. You know, so you need to repent from every bitter thought, repent from every bitter word that you said, or something that somebody did, a situation that happened. Repent of making decisions out of bitterness. And it's for us to ask the Lord to help us make right decisions going forward. You can even say to your spirit man, you know, that power that is within us, the dunamis power of God, for the spirit man to just come into your soul, which is your mind, your will, and emotion, and speak to your mind, will, and emotion, and say, come under submission to the Holy Spirit, you know, so that you can walk in the fullness of God and ask Holy Spirit to show you where you're bitter, who you were bitter with, or what situation was having you bitter. Is it at work? Is it at home? Is it in your ministry? Is it because of money that you're blaming someone else or something that you don't have? Sometimes we blame people because we don't get a settlement for something that should have happened, you know? And all of these things, this bitterness can cause you to be sick.
Yeah. I think, you know, Annie, if we look at the word offense, you know, it's really a snare, it's a trap. The Bible speaks about it, you know, if we look at the Greek interpretation of it, and it's really just where the enemy sets that trap. And so, look, you know, sometimes you get offended. And in looking at couples, in couples now, you get offended with your spouse. Maybe they messed up, you know. And sometimes you take it personally, and when they didn't even mean it that way. And so we hold on to these little things. And how can we move forward? Holding on to stuff like that.
True. I think the easiest, like I said early on, I just referring to the story of the 10 lepers, you know, how they, in their leprous state, your bitterness, your unforgiveness could be your leprosy that you're carrying.
Yeah.
It could be something where you need to come into a place where you're saying, you know what, maybe you couldn't control your mouth, or you might have had a bad attitude or a bad appetite, whatever it is. This is what love is about. This is what love is about. Jesus loves us so much. He wants you to heal. What I love about this verse is that they didn't let their leprosy stop them from crying out. You know, some people are just too bougie. They don't want to cry out to the Lord in front of other people. When you're in a congregation and the worship is going and you're in a place of worship, lifting your hands, and God is busy working in your heart, you know, don't let be too bougie that you can't cry or fall flat on your face. You know, go and do what the Spirit of the Lord is leading you to do, so you can be healed. You know, too many people wear this facade about how they want to look and what they want to look like in church. You know, forget about that. It's not about the outward appearance or adorning. God looks at the issues of the heart.
And you know what, the enemy loves offense. I mean, he created that offense at the end of the day, so and that is his playground. He will want you to join the playground in that area. The Bible says in Colossians 3:13, forgive as the Lord forgave you. We're talking about forgiveness in this segment, and it's so important, you know. It doesn't say when you feel like it. Forgiveness is a command. It's not an emotion. I don't wake up this morning and I say to myself, oh, today is a great day actually to forgive someone. I think the weather's beautiful, the wind is blowing, just at the right knots, you know. That's not forgiveness. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is a decision.
It's a choice.
That I'm going to make right now. And I'm saying, this is it. I am not going to wait for the perfect day to forgive someone.
Yeah. It isn't saying that it was okay. It's saying, I'm not going to carry this weight anymore. So you need to ask Holy Spirit to tell you right now who you're bitter with, who you're bitter toward. I mean, you can just close your eyes and receive the revelation from the Lord. He will even show you the person's name, or a situation. And just start applying the blood of Jesus on that situation. You know, you've got to start repenting for being bitter, for being in a place of unforgiveness. Start forgiving. Start releasing so you can get rid of that sin. You know, the wound of bitterness will go, and you'll find yourself restored. Just get into that space right now.
Why don't you take that time as we're ministering this afternoon? You know, think about something that happened to you years ago, maybe as a child, You couldn't protect yourself. You were innocent. Something happened to you, and you've been carrying those that hurt and those wounds, those open wounds, and developed into bitterness. So we're encouraging you, you know, take this time right now. The perpetrator, the individuals that hurt you, maybe it was words, maybe it was something physical. I know for a fact that, you know, once you let go of something that has really hurt you, it's like a weight that comes off your shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, we tend to put ourselves in a prison. We lock ourselves in the prison. The sad reality is that we have the key. We can let ourselves out at any point, at any point. And I love, you know, I love this in saying that it's not the same. This forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. You need to understand this. Forgiveness is one-sided. So some of you, many of you will say, yeah, but I will only do it if he does it or if she does it. Listen, reconciliation takes two, but forgiveness starts the healing. It starts the healing. So won't you do that this afternoon? Won't you make a concerted effort? Find that person, that name. I mean, we're not saying to you, go and reach out to that individual because they might not care at the end of the day, but if you just do your part, if you're willing to do your part and you're willing to say, you know what, I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to let go right now. God is able to do the impossible in your life. So just lean in, lean on and trust him. And, you know, we don't make a small thing of what you've gone through, because I can hear someone saying this afternoon, but Apostle, Pastor, friend, you don't know what I've been through. You're right. I don't. But God most certainly does. And he's giving you a lifeline this afternoon. He doesn't want you to walk in bitterness, because what will happen with bitterness, what will happen with offense, it'll go into your bones. It'll go into your physical body. You'll become sick. And you might be sick this afternoon because of that. And the doctors don't know why, but I'm telling you why this afternoon is because you held on to all of this. Now it's an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm letting go of all of this. I'm letting go of all of this. We're going to stop at a break right now for a song. And when we come back, we're encouraging you just to come and listen to this important topic. We're going to start off in our next break with Staying Strong Together. So we're kicking off with a song break right now.
Amen.
Family, we're talking about the united front, and maybe there's not much of a united front in your home right now. You haven't been talking to your spouse, maybe even to the kids. And I want to say there's hope. There's hope. Radio K Pulpit, we're here for you, and that's why we are here ministering over the radio right now and trusting that you are listening. And that God is busy doing a mighty work in your life. And we spoke in our earlier segment about forgiveness. Such a key and vital part in a relationship. Just forgiving someone just lets that burden off of you. I mean, you might have a burden, a financial burden. You might have an emotional burden, whatever. If you just let go of one of the burdens by forgiving right now, it just makes everything so much lighter. And so we want to talk about in this segment really just staying strong. Because once you let go of all of these other things, offense, bitterness, as my wife has mentioned earlier, and forgiving people, then you can stay strong together, you know. And that's really what God wants for us, right, Annie?
Yeah. You see, the good news is that you can be strong together even after a storm.
And how many storms don't we face on a daily basis? I mean, there's like I said, there's financial storms. Your children might be acting out. Work storms at your workplace. There's just so many things. But I love what Jesus did in the storm. He spoke peace. And that's what God wants us to have, is really having peace in every situation. And so we need to decree peace. But you have to commit to being in a united front. I must commit to be united to you at the end of the day in all of these things that we decide to do. I can't go back on my word. I can't go back on the, once I've forgiven now, I can't go back and go back into that place of unforgiveness. I need to move forward. especially when you're leading others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the head of my home. So if I'm leading, what am I doing? I'm supposed to be leading by example, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm leading by example. So I'm leading you and I'm leading our kids.
Yeah. So what you say, I've got to echo, you know, and that is where United Front comes in. When you make a decision, we've spoken about it, and this is how we're going to move forward, making a decision on one of the children's studies or whatever the case may be, or however we need to navigate something. It's a matter of coming into that kind of agreement, being a united front, whether it's a decision.
Yeah, but it's never always been that way.
No, but we grew.
Remember,
you know,
we had those challenges.
Yeah.
I had my way of what I thought for the kids, and you mm-hmm. had your way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's never always been that way.
Yeah, because we came from different backgrounds.
Right.
You had your way of disciplining and I had my way of disciplining. And I'm like, I'm a facilitator. Let's talk to them, you know. And you wanted to do the rod story. Yes, the rod drives out foolishness. And it was something that I had to come to grips with, you know, because I was like, don't hit the children, you know. It's a typical mother thing, you know. But at the end of the day, we sort of worked and navigated around that. Having the united front is so important. It's not the one doing one thing and the one doing the other. There's one disciplinarian and there's one who will show love. Then the one day, you can't have it going in different ways, you know, because sometimes people just, the child doesn't know who is the disciplinarian, who is the one. They will be afraid, oh, daddy's coming, I better shake, you know,
or,
I did something wrong. You
what
know?
Do we create? We create division in the home.
Mm.
And so the kids know they can lean on the one spouse, parent,
mm-hmm.
and they know they can get stuff out of mom, and so they'll feed information to mom,
yeah.
or dad's doing this, or,
yeah.
or the other way around.
Yeah.
God forbid.
So it also means like not correcting each other in public.
And I mean, that's happened in mm-hmm. our space where we've corrected each other in public, and that's really, you know, gotten us on the short end of the stick mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do that.
That's how we've learned.
Yeah.
You know, so we're saying what we've learned and what we've also challenged with,
yeah.
you know, and how we've overcome that. We're saying don't do this because this is what will happen when you do that. So don't undermine each other in front of the children or the church congregation, you know, which is something. And somebody posted the other day a question on Facebook about what is it if a pastor uses an example or lashes out at someone in the congregation that did something wrong and they're taking it from the pulpit? I mean, that's totally wrong. That is immaturity, you know. So similarly, the united front, I feel like we need to keep a united front with God in front of a pulpit. How would Jesus respond to something like that? You know, we need to show the love of God in every situation, no matter what happens. So not undermining each other in front of the kids or the church is very important. And don't let anyone come between you,
yeah.
not even well-meaning friends.
And that's,
or family.
and that's so subtle, hey, because obviously your family is your family, and your friends are, especially the close ones, and you know, they genuinely friendly, but if you don't identify that this is actually coming between us, because it's, what is it coming between? It's coming between the fact that you and I need time to talk about things.
Mm.
But if they are always visiting mom, dad, auntie, Peter, Sarah, Joe, they're constantly popping in because my house is like a roadhouse at the end of the day. We've never resolved the issue of yesterday. And so it hangs in the air all the time. And technically that comes in one way, if I use that as an example, in one way that can come between us.
Mm-hmm. It's like the situation where something happens with the husband or he's mistreating the wife, and the wife will call the mother-in-law and say, your son, this, that, and the other. Or they speak to their sister or to their mother and say, yeah, my husband, this, that, and the other. They complain about their husband. And the next best thing is, the husband and you have made up, but now the family has something against the husband because of what you said, you know. So you want to refrain from doing those things. You don't want to have your family and your in-laws thinking bad about their child or about your son-in-law, brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Keep your troubles, your concerns in your home. You know, there's a word that goes in Afrikaans, Elke huisdra sê kruis.
Yeah. And you have to have strict confidence in people that you can trust, confidants, be it your pastors or your counselors, don't share your marital issues, as my wife has said, regarding something that happened yesterday, because you would have resolved that thing. But in their minds, it's unresolved. So mother-in-law will look at me with that evil eye saying, I know you did this to my daughter. In the meantime, we kissed and made up, and she's still holding this thing. So when I visit her, I don't know why she's looking at me the way she's looking at me, because my wife said something. But we don't do that. And so I encourage you, don't do that at the end of the day. So the point is, it's one voice, one mission, one marriage.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you know, strength and healing restoration will return, and a relationship can be mended.
Yeah.
When that forgiveness happens. I mean, yeah. How many times, I know it wasn't even my fault, but I would just say, you know, honey, forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that it just breaks down walls. It just breaks down barriers. And you want to have open communication, you know, because your friends will party with you one day, but they won't praise with you. You know, they and I always say, when your friends get involved in your marriage or in your relationship or even family, you know, praise causes chains to fall off. You know, doors open, anxiety and anxiousness goes, you know, because this is what's so important. When we can praise together as a couple, it will open up doors for us as a couple, that's true. And that's what I like about being together in congregational worship, you know.
Powerful. Yeah, and you know, Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12 says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And we really share this in when we're doing marriages and things like that. But the powerful verse says, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And isn't that so true? You know, that you need to have God in that relationship. You need to have Jesus as the third cord. You can't, first of all, stand alone if you're married. You stand together, and God being the third at the end of the day to keep things together that seem like they're falling apart. When God's in it, you're stronger than anything trying to pull you apart.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Jesus at the center of it all, no matter what happens, he holds the reins.
Amen.
He's the one that can bring bad situations. He says nothing is impossible with God. He can bring the most devastating situation. If you don't know who to talk to, phone the radio station. We have counselors here. We have people who can help you through your challenge and your trials. You know, speak to someone. You're not alone.
We're going over to a song break, and then when we come back, we're going to be wrapping up and just praying for you. So catch us after this break.
And we're back, Couples of Destiny. Oh, it's always so sad to close a session off like this when we're getting into such beautiful discussion, you know, and it just makes one want to share so much more. So whether you're starting over or you've been together for decades, remember this, unity is worth fighting for. Ephesians 4 verse 2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Yeah, that's so powerful. You know, we shouldn't let those little foxes spoil the vineyard. You know, we must talk it out.
Yeah.
We encourage you this often. Pray it through. Stay united, you know.
Yeah.
And no matter, we all have challenges. Come on now. Even as we are sitting here and talking to you this often, we have challenges. You know, we might not have as many as we had when we got married, but you know what, 28, 29 years down the line, they've become less because we've learned to just to offload.
Yeah. You're not expected to be flawless.
Yeah.
Just be faithful in love.
Yeah.
You know, none of us can walk around and say, I got it all together.
Exactly.
You know.
So we want to pray with you. Let me pray with those of you this afternoon that really saying, Lord, Father, I need an intervention. So Father, we thank you for every couple listening today. Strengthen their bond, I pray, Lord. Give them wisdom in conflict, humility to forgive, and the courage to stay united despite what they might be facing. May their love be a reflection of your grace. Bring healing, Lord, to every area of their life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Family and friends out there, let the peace of God reign in your life, in your homes, and let the healing come where hurt once lived. And let the love of God so shine so that you can be a light to the others, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We look forward to seeing you next week. And
stay
don't
tuned.
Forget to share this broadcast.
Yeah,
we love you.
On Wednesdays between 12 and 1, we look forward to hearing, seeing, and being online with you.
Connecting
God bless
with you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.